What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another brand spanking, brand new, jam-packed episode of the Fig Guys. It's me, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, and joining me as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night. You know what that means. It's another new episode of Fig Guys right here. It's your beautiful Fig Guys location. Tom, happy Tuesday, man. How are you doing?
How am I doing? It's been a crazy week as usual. You know how I've been, but I'm okay.
No rest for the wicked, right?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I was spending today just getting ready for the show tonight, and I'm good. I'm getting ready for Thursday. So we got Turkey Day coming up, so
yeah,
happy Thanksgiving.
We got two beautiful days that start with T this week. You got Tuesday, which is today for Fig Guys, and then you got Thanksgiving, which is Thursday.
Yeah, so
cool. Yeah, we'll stuff your faces with wrestling figure news and information this on today, and then you get a day off tomorrow to rest and relax, recover, and then you got to stuff your face with all that beautiful, beautiful, delicious food coming right at you. I'm excited, man. Thanksgiving's like one of my favorite holidays of the year.
Yeah.
I love eating.
I'm excited. This episode, because I was preparing it, and I'm like, Mike, we might go like 3 hours tonight. Now, we do have a jam-packed episode, guys, but we're going to bring you all the news, all the info you need. We're going to tell you about all the sales. We're going to go over Ringside Fest. We're going to look at the brand new Ultimate Edition CM Punk. What an episode we have for you. This is like your one-stop shop for Christmas shopping for wrestling figures, too. It's just great. We got Tyson in the chat. What's up, Tyson? What's up?
Hey, yo.
And then we also got Matt Goldberg. What's up, buddy? How are you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, Matt. Happy Thanksgiving, Tyson.
Turkey guy, like, I'll eat it, but I like the sides more. Like, I like the stuffing. I make the stuffing. I use my grandmother's recipe. It comes out so good.
I'm a big stuffing guy. Nobody else in the house likes stuffing but me.
Wow. No, my
crazy stuffing
is amazing. So
I love stuffing. I'm a huge stuffing guy.
I also make stuffed peppers with like breadcrumbs and cheese melted in them. They come out so good. That's one of my favorite. Stuffed mushrooms. Ooh. Listen, just stuff me because I love stuffing.
Stuffed turkey, stuffed mushrooms, stuffed peppers.
By the end.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, stuffing sounds good. I'll have to send you a bunch of my stuffing.
We're making the turkey this year. We're getting ambitious. We're getting crazy.
Yeah.
Remind me after we wrap up tonight that I gotta go take my turkey out of the freezer and put it in the fridge.
Yeah, a couple of years ago when we did it, we didn't realize how far in advance you had to take it out, and we almost didn't take it out in enough time. So I was Googling how do you defrost a turkey fast, because the middle
bathtub. A bathtub filled with cold water.
pretty much.
But usually what I look like when I'm in a bathtub is what a turkey looks like when it's just floating in a bathtub.
Now I will not be able to get that image out of my head.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's what we're here for. Absolutely. That's
what guys, also, I got a brand new Fig Cam set up for later to show you when we unbox the CM Punk. It's you see it. It's nice and sharp. You'll see the sharpest view you've ever seen of the figures here. So
hell yeah. No, I'm pumped for it. And on top of you doing the CM Punk, I got the brand new pro wrestling crate to rock and rip open. So we got a stacked episode today, man.
Mama B in the house. Happy Thanksgiving, Mama B. And I'm very thankful
ready for some
her
turkey.
For giving me you. Like, thanks to her. Without Mama B, there's no Mikey B. So
yeah.
I'm gonna
or
have.
You might regret that in a few years.
Thanksgiving, one of my niece's house. We're gonna have two because on Thursday, unfortunately, I'll be working. But then we're gonna have a big Thanksgiving. My brother's coming in from Georgia, so we're gonna do a nice Thanksgiving meal on December 9th. So, like, can't complain.
It's a Mike Belcaster dinner because that's the day after my birthday.
That's right.
You guys are so sweet to celebrate for me.
You're more than welcome to come and eat here. You love the stuff. You like stuffing.
I love stuffing.
So listen, we could talk about Thanksgiving all day long, but we know what the people want to hear. They want to hear about the news, the wrestling figure news. Mike, are you ready for the news?
Brother, I'm so ready, brother.
All right, Mike. I was going to ask you a question. I just slipped out of my head. What? Talk about the news. What's the news? What are we bringing in today?
Well, before we get into the news, let me tell you about what's sponsoring our news here, because it is Rise Superfoods, man. If you guys love to get in shape. If you guys love to be mentally sharp, aware, on your game, like me and Tom are all every week here on Fig Guys most of the time, head on over to Ryze, R-Y-Z-E, superfoods.com, where you can get yourself a beautiful, beautiful taste of this awesome mushroom coffee that we are big, big fans of, but it's got adaptogenic mushrooms in it. It's all over the place. There's lion's mane, there's Super Mario mushrooms. It's all the good stuff. You too. Yeah, you'll be like, you hit the magic star, you'll be running through your day.
I'm gonna jump on some turtles.
You might jump on some turtles. Not the Ninja Turtles though, because they'll kick your ass. Check it out. Go ahead, head on over to thefigguys.com. Get yourself the little code there. We got you hooked up. We got a little discount for you and all the good stuff. But we appreciate you guys. Without Ryze, we wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't be your Fig Guys. So
I've had like 3 cups today. Like Mike knows, I was bragging today. Woke up a little under the weather, but you know, preparing for the show just gets my juices flowing because I love what we do. I love to share this info, love to talk wrestling figures. So this is just an amazing thing to do. And if you stick around at the end of the show, we're gonna just give some thanks to the people. So stick around. It's going to be a great show. It's going to absolutely be a great show. But for now, Mike.
Let's do some news, baby, because, oh, my goodness, the WWE Coliseum Collection, Bam Bam Bigelow and Big Boss Man are up for pre-order on Amazon, $11.29. Right around the corner.
That's right.
4 days away?
4 days away for another Coliseum collection. Like, we just got the Hart Foundation.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you haven't picked it up yet, it's on sale at Mattel Creations. Stick around, and we'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But yeah,
I know we were talking about the next Coliseum collection, what it possibly could be. And we both were talking about how we were missing Bam Bam Bigelow from our collections in the, you know, Coliseum style. So this is awesome, man. Super, super bonus. Can't wait.
Video online, somebody a picture online somebody made of the Bam Bam with like the paint off of the face, like every LJN Bam Bam pretty much is. I wish they included that head in the package, because that would have been an amazing head to have. Just would have been a fun thing to do. But
that's awesome, man. No, I love it. I'm here for it. I can't wait. Big Boss Man as well, gonna be so awesome to have him in ultimate form.
Yeah,
super pumped, man. This is a do not miss set. Again, awesome. Available on Amazon, $11.29. Do not miss out, man, because these are awesome.
Bam Bam is just so toyetic. I was looking, I displayed his Superstars figure the other day.
Yeah.
And every time I pass it, it's just such a great Superstars figure. Like, love Bam Bam. And what a great way to get these guys who we might not ever get as an ultimate into our collection. Like, I'm 100%. Here. I'm absolutely here for it. I'm looking at my set right here. I see. So this is going to be the fifth set. Wow. So the fifth Coliseum collection. Just keep them coming.
Grow up so quick. These are awesome. I'm excited, man. Can't wait. Also can't wait for this. The Better Than You Bay Bay Adam Cole and MJF 2-pack coming from our good friends over at Jazzwares. This is going to be a ringside exclusive. We got some new updated images, renders, all the good stuff. But hey, Brochacho. People forgot how over this gimmick was, man. And I think that's like, at the time, this was one of the most over things in AEW. This 2-pack is a must, man.
It wasn't at the time. I feel like it was one of the most over things AEW ever did.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got kind of robbed of the story when Adam Cole jumped off the ramp and broke his foot in 3 spots.
Ooh.
So I feel like we're revisiting it, but I almost thought I kind of felt a Full Gear if something bigger was going to happen, where maybe MJF and Cole were going to reunite, maybe as heels or a double turn, and it just didn't happen. So I don't know. But I mean, I hope we get a lot more of the story. I think we are. So everybody talks about drop stories in AEW, and sure, it does happen. But let's remember, MJF always tells the most complete stories. That story wasn't completed only because of the injury to Adam Cole.
It's crazy.
I'm very glad to pick it up, and we'll see where it goes. It's a fun, fun thing. Let's look. Here's the belt.
Yeah. Awesome. Love the details on the jacket.
Yeah.
So good. And if you guys didn't pick up that Amazon 4-pack, this is your chance to get the Triple B, the beautiful MJF-themed AEW championship. So awesome.
Pack. In the major pod group, I saw somebody just got it back, autographed by all 4 guys, and it looked amazing.
Seen that as well. It was very, very cool looking, man.
Yeah.
Collector's piece. I'm a big fan of that pack, but this is awesome. Can't wait to kangaroo kick this right into my collection. So good.
So good, guys. Head to Ringside Collectibles to pre-order this today and use code FIGUYS at checkout. Save yourself 10%.
Yeah. What's up? Ooh, you know, I'm excited. This is my favorite week for shopping, and I'm super excited about this Black Friday sale over at the Jazzwares Vault. 30% off site-wide.
Yeah.
That's everything. I mean, that is everything. If you missed out on any of these awesome Jazzwares Vault drops from AEW or Ring of Honor, now is your time to scoop them up, man. I mean, I can't tell you how great the shipping is, the packaging is. Even the shipping boxes from the Vault are fantastic. Like, it is definitely a top-tier collector item. And now you can get all of them for 30% off, man.
And let me ask,
taking advantage of that.
Let me ask you a question, because something just clicked inside my little head.
Yes.
Package deals still up there? Will 30% come off those package deals?
I would assume so, right? It would have to.
Steelski. Absolutely.
That one that was, you get the whole basically vault drops.
Yes. One
that's worth it in its own, man.
Dude, you're not kidding. You are really not kidding.
So good. I mean, I love it. I'm here for it. Again, if you missed out on anything from the Jazzwares Vault, I mean, that includes Brody Lee. That includes Nigel McGuinness and Jerry Lynn. That includes the Briscoe brothers are gone. They're sold out. So many good things, though.
I'm sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah, but you got Danhausen. You got Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Kyle O'Reilly. So many good figures over there for you to pick up, man.
Check out that sale myself in just a little bit.
Take advantage of it all.
Oh, absolutely, guys. This is the week to stock up, because everything you missed throughout the year, you could get at a great, great price. And we're not done with the sale, so let's move on to the next one.
Oh, yes. Target is rocking and rolling. They're starting early, too. We got the WWE sale. Not only WWE, as you can read there, there's Kinetic Sand, Our Generation, Play-Doh, Fisher-Price, Marvel. I mean, you can mix and match, too, if you want. But we got buy one, get one 50% off. Running strong all week, man. This is great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, this goes on till the end of the month, right? Is that
this
end of the month is the end of the week, so
listen.
Come on, Tom. You're quick.
If you snooze, you're definitely gonna lose. But I mean, this is a great, great deal, especially if you guys are trying to pick up some of those legends figures that you've been holding off on, or any of the play sets, anything, man. Gotta love Target jumping in on these action figure sales. Or you guys got to pick up like a Marvel figure and you happen to see a WWE figure, mix and match, go crazy.
You know what I just realized? I had reordered two more Vader from Target, and I think they're sitting outside tonight to see if I could get the chase again. So
nice.
It's on sale this week, so I got two more, so we'll see.
It's Vader time. On top of that, we also have WWE Legends 25. Look at those bad boys. They go up for pre-order December 12th over at Target.com. You're looking at Rick Rude, Bret the Hitman Hart, John Bradshaw Layfield, and of course, the one and only Sid. Can't wait for these four. Amazing set.
Yeah, it is amazing set. It is. I can't wait.
Beautiful Rick Rude. It's ravishing.
Look at this. We talked about this Sid when they first showed it, the best Sid figure.
100%.
Huge upgrade to it. So I am excited for this set. Like the Legends, you know, it kind of hit a low where it felt like we were getting a ton of the same people. But like lately, they've ramped it up. We're getting new guys in a Legends set. We're getting first time in the lines, guys we haven't seen in a while. Figures we really need. So, and with all the Legends deals we've seen lately, like who knows who else we're going to get. So I'm excited.
So good.
I'm very excited. You know, I am all in on every Legends figure. I don't care.
And I would assume they would be popping up right around the holiday. So
yeah, well, the pre-order, so that means these probably might not be ready for a little while. Unless they finally narrowed the gap between the pre-order and the shipping, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I always feel like that last 2 weeks of December, first 2 weeks of January, it's a little dead, but things pop up.
Yeah,
I never count your chickens before they hatch, right?
I'm gonna try and make this box a little bigger live on the air.
It looks great.
Yeah, I'm
pumped.
Let's see. Did it work? Update layout. You've reached a limit. Okay, update layout.
There we go. It's a little bigger.
Okay, cool. That's what she said.
That's what she said. But check out this bad boy, also coming from Target. It's the Target exclusive Jazzwares AEW All Out Wardlow. This looks great, man. Rocking the black and red gear, new head scan, TNT title. Can't be any more excited for this. I love the pay-per-view series. I think it's been knocking it out of the park. A great way to get extra figures into the line.
I thought this was the AEW Legends line since we haven't seen Wardlow in like years, it feels like.
it does feel like it's been some time, but
I do love the pay-per-view set. Like, I love the boxes are amazing. Like, the
package, yeah,
so good. Sorry,
this one's gonna be
Metzger, I meant package and I did not mean boxes.
or Metzger's boxers, I don't know.
Love to talk about
either way
is on here.
There's great packages coming out of Jazzwares. Gotta love it.
absolutely.
But this is great. This is up for pre-order now over at Target.com.
Yeah.
Get it while it's hot, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ooh, you would talk about something awesome. Collect Major. Get 20% off all in-stock items for their Black Friday sale over at CollectMajor.com. We got big rubber guys, major bendies, autograph posters, apparel, wrestling figure accessories, and so much more. Discount is automatically applied at checkout, so don't worry about having to remember a major code of any sort. Limited supply. Do not miss out. Collect Major is bringing the heat.
Absolutely.
Digging it, man. And an awesome little banner there. I absolutely love it.
Sergeant Slaughter from the New York Comic Con, still available. 20% off is such a deal. Like,
crazy. 20% off of any big rubber guy is a steal.
In stock. Yeah, absolutely. Like, you can get that Macho and that Flair. They're there. You can't beat that. You really cannot beat this.
I dig it. Very, very grateful for our Major Marks over there for tossing that little sale over at us. But Major Marks aren't the only ones rock and rolling, because Zombie Sailor Heels and Faces are all Black Friday'd up, man. We got some good stuff here. We got Paul Roman, Hercules in black gear with removable cloth black shirts on a vintage style tag team card, limited to 1500. We got an all new slick figure in a suit with his cabbie hat, only for $25. What a steal that is, man. Yeah. That's limited to 1250 pieces, and that is a doorbuster. I love the KB Toys themed ad here.
I love it.
So good. Gives me all the great vibes. And finally, we got the ultra bloody Matt Cardona, the most brutal Zombie Sailor's Heels and Faces figure yet, limited to only 1,000 pieces. This starts Friday at 11 a.m. only at zombiesailors.com. It's a mouthful, but a great mouthful and a steal of a mouthful. Look at all those discounts. This is great. Gotta love Zombie for hooking it up for the Heels and Faces fans, man.
Dude, I need this Power and Glory set because I didn't get it when they released it, and I think the Hercules sold out.
Ooh.
Almost instantly. So it's like, when I saw this, I was like, oh, thank goodness. I need this set. I absolutely, like, I'm a completist in the fact with the Heels and Faces that I need one of everybody he releases.
Yeah.
So this will help. Like, I'm so glad to get this. Like,
Look at it this way. You didn't order them singly for a reason, because this two-person card looks amazing.
Dude, I'm not going to want to open it, but I open my Heels and Faces. So
very, 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 very awesome throwback carding here. Just so good. I love it, man. Absolutely
bravo,
love it.
Bravo, bravo. Joey Butts in the house.
$69 too. Come on.
You can't beat that. Don DeBont Smith in the house. What's up, Don? I saw Don got the, I think I saw you got the CM Punk Ultimate Edition as well. Guys, I'm so sorry. I jumped on Twitter X today. I got to start using it more. I don't use it. I'm going to start being on there more. I'm going to start promoting our stuff. I'll start posting random thoughts on there and just other fun stuff. So make sure you're following us on at Official Fig Guys on X.
Fig Thoughts.
Yeah, by the OG Fig Kid. Help me out with that too.
I got to reevaluate my Xing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's right. So awesome. Yeah, we're rocking. We got so many good sales, man. We're not even done.
No.
Moving on to Mattel Creations. They got a great sale rocking and rolling. This one goes all the way to December 3rd. We're looking up to 50% off and a 10% additional savings for the club membership. But we got lots of good. I mean, basically anything that's in stock is on sale. I mean, you're look at that. The Heart Foundation 2-pack.
Under 100.
$50.
Yeah. The Heart Foundation, you could get the Roddy Piper set with George Animal Steel's $35, Mike.
Steel.
You better get that. You need it.
We're robbing somebody. I don't know who we're robbing yet, but we're robbing somebody. The Nitro Ring with Eric Bischoff, as Tom said, under $100.
Yeah, that insane. Bischoff sells for that alone.
Yeah, so good. So this is a good time to catch up, like me, on all the missed opportunities. Definitely going to pick up that Roddy Piper set and the Heart Foundation. That's
yeah,
And hope, maybe.
You know, some of the retro sets are down to $30, half price. You can't.
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, look at you got the one with Vader, Undertaker, Jerry Lawler right there. Such a great set, too.
Yeah.
Here for it. Absolutely here for it.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to place some more orders. Actually, I had Brenda. I sent her a couple of texts today with things I needed for Christmas. So,
yeah.
It's got to take advantage of these sales, guys.
So much. So much. And last but not least, our good buddies over at FOCO have the WWE Icon versus Icon magazine cover, limited edition to 224 pieces, cost $120, will ship May 2025. But this is possibly the most iconic WrestleMania face-to-face, right? It's got to be. Wow.
You know what? You might be right, because that's just a moment of them two before that match started. That moment, the way they stared at each other and they looked back and forth, you couldn't have planned that. It was such a beautiful moment. It really, really was.
Yeah. And such a great, great Mania. Great, epic. I mean, that's one of the biggest moments in wrestling history.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Mo the Fig God here, too. What's up, Mo?
What up, Mo? That's so good. Foco's rocking it. I mean, and limited out of 124. This is a nice piece. And I love the inclusion of the little magazine in the bottom corner.
Yeah.
And so nice. So, so good, man.
That's when I order these bobbleheads. So, I mean,
I'm not a big bobblehead guy. Like, I have two. I have Britt and I have Danhausen.
Yeah.
I got to check out the FOCO ones, though, because I know they're big.
And guys, keep an eye on FOCO. They might have a Black Friday sale as well. I haven't checked.
Haven't looked. There's too much Black Friday sales going on that
I was doing news today and I'm like, oh, there's so many sales. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think I'm going to pick up a third Piper in George Animal Steel set for $35 because I could change the shirt. I could use the Piper head on so many different things just that. Like, so get that.
You could use plenty of busted turnbuckle pads.
Custom. Oh, wow. Holy smokes. Goldberg throwing a little news at us. If you need a steel cage for your Ultimate Rings, Custom Tory Rings is selling them tomorrow for $145 each. I'm going to have to check that out.
Steel. Have you seen pictures of them yet?
No.
My goodness. He's been floating around Instagram all week.
Really? Goldberg, send me a text with some pictures.
Yeah, some of the most beautiful looking, accessories, period, for wrestling figures, man. So good.
Of this is exactly one of the things I had my wife order me today before it disappeared. So
yeah,
I saw a pop up on Ringside,
and it is on Ringside too, by the way. So if you guys missed out on the Dudley Boys, unlike me, I actually ordered something from Mattel Creations before it sold out. But the Dudley Boys, which will be here tomorrow, I was trying to get them in time for the show, but they you know, Dudleyville's a little out of the way. they're making it a stop here. They're awesome. I can't wait to get them. But they are up at Ringside Collectibles now officially. Use code FIG, guys. Basically anything we've talked about here. Save yourself 10%. Get your stuff in, man. I'm pumped, man.
I'm so pumped. Guys, that's not it for news. It's time for the Ringside Roundup. Guys,
did we talk about Ringside Collectibles Black Friday sale?
Well, the Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done listening to what we're about to talk about, head on over there. And, well, you might want to wait till tomorrow at noon, wink, wink. Use code FIGGUYS. You're going to save yourself a bunch of money. But let's get into it. Boom.
Boom. Love it. Love it. We did the boom. We're just like the Costco guys. We're official. We did the boom, baby.
We didn't even talk about Full Gear at all, and I went to Full Gear.
We'll talk about it at some point, but
yeah.
Tom's bringing the boom to Fig Guy.
I will tell you, that match real quick, that match was so over in the arena, it was crazy. Like, people were loud, and I did not expect them to put on as good as the match as they did. It was very entertaining, so.
And the guy worked with a broken
freaking foot. He breaks it the day before. He didn't even tell Tony Khan. He just went out there and worked the match.
So, all those chicken bakes to keep his legs together. He's doing
guys. This but is
enough about the Costco guy.
Sale of the year. This is it right here. The sale of the year. It is the Ringside. This is the sale I wait for all year for all the stuff that I miss out on throughout the year and I need to catch up on. I head to Ringside this Collectibles tomorrow at 4 p.m. Their Black Friday sale starts tomorrow at 4 p.m. So no matter what you're doing, get there, make your list tonight, because if you want it, it might not last. It might not last. So you're going to want to check it, and you're going to make sure you get what you really want, because sure, the sales might get better as the weeks go on leading up to Christmas, but I tell you, what you want might not be there after tomorrow. So 4 p.m., I will be on Ringside Collectibles placing myself a nice, well, I'll be helping Brenda place an order for somebody she loves very much for Christmas.
You guys got to stop buying me stuff.
Hey, listen, I'm buying you a ton of stuff this time. I feel bad.
As you see, it's going to be a huge Black Friday sale. I'm excited. Yeah. Tom's excited. I know we're all excited about it, but make sure you guys head on over 4 o'clock Eastern. You are correct, Joe. We're rock and rolling. I'm anticipating, you know, so much good stuff. You never miss out on a Ringside sale.
And I'll tell you guys, two tips for me. You save your money for two times a year. Comic-Con weekend, when there's tons of pre-orders, and Black Friday week, because you know you're going to get so many steals of deals. So look at what we showed you so far.
That pumped.
Yeah. So let's jump into the Ringside Roundup.
We got a lot from the Ringside Roundup this time, because, man, we had a lovely Ringside Fest going on this last week.
Yeah.
Crazy how much good stuff there is, but check it out. We got the Bloodline WWE 4-pack Ringside exclusive featured Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, and the Usos.
Dude, they knocked this out of the park. The packaging is beautiful. Bill worked on these. These are great retros, man. These are perfect. Like, I love these in my collection. I will be picking these up. I will 100% be getting these. So,
yeah. Who'd have thought that we'd have a Solo Sikoa in retro form?
That's true.
Wild. That's true. But they were great packs. They all should have been pointing up, though. How great was that? But this is great. I'm a little fun nitpicks.
A second Roman Reigns retro. That first one goes for quite a bit of money on the secondary market, because it was rare, especially if you had the one with a certain sticker on it. The super,
it's like a retro vault.
Yeah. Exactly.
So good, though. Yeah.
Up for pre-order over at Ringside Collectibles.
Can't wait. And also up for pre-order right now is the Better Than You Bay Bay Ringside exclusive 2-pack, as we were just talking about. So good, man. Can't wait to get this in figure form. Well overdue. Love Adam Cole. Love me some MJF.
Absolutely.
So good.
And people saying, it took forever to come out. It's like who cares? Like, we're getting it. WWE releases old figures all the time, and everybody's like, why are we only getting this now?
It's business. It's the business, baby. You heard it first. It's the business. But not the only thing coming from Jazzwares, because we got Unrivaled 17 sneaking into that pre-order as well, featuring the Cope, Adam Copeland. We got, of course, Christian Cage, Willow Nightingale, Ricky Starks, a well-needed updated kill switch, and, of course, the one and only Swerve Strickland. Can't wait for this set. This is banger after banger after banger.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this real quick, talk about Full Gear again. I was sitting in the third row with my buddy Matt from the Extra Cooler Show, and we were like on the edge, and the Mox match with Orange Cassidy,
when
Nightingale came out, and then her and, what's her name,
Mariah May?
Not Mariah May. UFC fighter. I can't think of it. Mira Smirnoff, something like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but they were going at it, and let me tell you, man, they were hitting each other right next to us. That I thought it looked legit. Yes, that's you, Matt. What's up, buddy? What a great time we had on Saturday at the show too. We got our free chairs. So,
hey, if you go to any event and you walk out with a chair, you know it was a good time,
dude. It was a great show, like the Osprey.
It was,
but yeah, the Willow Nightingale, that they were fighting, man. It looked legit. Like, I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
They were right next to us, and wow. I don't know how Rhea it came across on TV. I don't know if they actually, yes, that's it. Rhea Shafir. but they were going at it, and they were legit hitting each other, because I was like, holy smokes. I don't know if they showed that part on TV, because everything was still going on in the ring.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I got some.
Willow's a tough cookie, man.
Yeah, she is. She
don't hold back. It was a great pay-per-view, but this is a great set. Can't wait to get these into the collection as well. And I mean, for the first time in forever, we got Copeland and Christian back together to go in figure form in a set.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I just heard Cope is clear to wrestle, so maybe he'll be making his return soon to AEW.
Hey, I'm here for it.
No more jumping off cages, please.
Or come right back and jump off cage. Either go big and do it again, or don't do it at all.
Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
Darby will show you how to do it.
So, all right.
So good, though. Love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, I know Tom is super excited about this because it's already in his possession, but the WWE Ultimate Edition ringside exclusive Best in the World CM Punk from Money in the Bank 2011?
I think so.
2011, 2012?
2011,
right. Yeah, see, right. It's on the brain, but these are in stock. They were in stock.
They were in stock. I got my two.
Best in the world. Probably not in stock anymore, but the packaging looks amazing on these. The figure looks amazing. I've seen the Chick Foley posting how it's a contender, a late addition to contender for figure of the year. CM Punk's back in ultimate form, ladies and gentlemen. Go pick them up now. Pre-order now. I mean, your back order. Do something. Go to Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGGUYS. Get you a CM Punk. Totally worth it. Totally, totally awesome.
What a great figure. Three amazing heads. Comes with the shirt, the belt. Comes with the hand so he can blow the kiss. So,
And the packaging update when the baby blue.
If you want to stick around, we're going to be opening it in just a little bit. So
it's the best in the world. I love it, man. So, so good. We also have the Alpha Takeshita Ringside Collectibles exclusive in stock now.
Yes.
Looks great. Can't wait.
Or you want to surprise somebody for Christmas? Go place the order. Great, great figure.
Don't take a shit out of your wallet. Takeshita. It was good. That was good.
And he had a banger match at
he did. He was fun. He was one of the best matches on the card.
He's one of my favorite wrestlers. He's so good in the ring too. Like
I'm here for it. I'm digging in this spotlight on him right now. He's doing good things.
Yeah, I need this figure.
Absolutely. But talk about things we need in our collection. This is definitely top three for figure of the year. But we got Timeless Toni Storm ringside exclusive in stock, shipping now. Even though she retired, you could have her running around in your fig fed all day long.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't think she's really retired, though. I think she'll be
back. I don't think she's really retired. I'm sticking to the storyline. But she's killing it. Can't wait. So, so good. One of the best figures to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The pictures are phenomenal.
I was just going to say that. The pictures, it's so unique looking. Like, They really captured it. They did such a good job of making a black and white figure. Like, it almost makes me wish, like, we could get some more vintage toys in black and white. Like,
ooh.
Can you imagine like Mr. Ed toys in black and white and like old TV show toys in black and white? That'd be cool.
Listen, I'd love a black and white wrestling line.
Oh, I would take that too. Maybe do some like, classic guys like George and stuff from back in the day.
I love it.
Cool. Let's get Powertown on the phone.
Powertown?
Powertown. I love those Remcos.
They're so good, but not done with AEW. We got the AEW U2s featuring Chris Jericho, Timeless Toni Storm, MJF, and of course Orange Cassidy. These are awesome. Again, I think they're way better than the Funko Pops. They have
character.
Yeah, they look unique in their own beautiful ways. I love it. Definitely got to pick up a few of these.
Yeah, these are nice.
So good. Yeah, even in the box, they look great.
They do. And I never opened my Funko Pops, but before I sold them, which was good because I sold them, I might have to pick these up and just display them loose because they're fun. They look good.
They're great. I'm loving it.
And I'm a big Orange Cassidy fan. And an MJF fan too as well.
Yeah.
And Renee Young. I mean, Chris Jericho. Sorry. Next.
He's Renee Old. We got those damn Dudleys are available now. Head on over to Ringside. Use code FIGGUYS. They get those damn Dudleys in your collection because these are absolutely priceless. Rocking in the ECW gear, as you know so damn well. Get your tables ready. Get your Thanksgiving table ready and go buy some Dudley boys because these are amazing. Mine will be here tomorrow. I'm super excited.
Mike.
Maybe I'll go live.
Ooh, you should
open these bad boys.
Absolutely, cool, do it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Instead of streaming StreamYard for you, you could just blast it out everywhere.
I could.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. So, a little pre-Thanksgiving dinner for you guys. Oh, check out the beautiful From the Vault Ringside exclusive Series 2 featuring so many talented, beautiful names there, like Paul Heyman, The Undertaker, Eddie Guerrero, Road Dogg, Jesse James, the badass Billy Gunn. We got Diesel, Shawn Michaels, Kane, Undertaker, Kane, Undertaker,
cocaine.
Okay.
This Heyman figure with the multiple heads, I had to order it. I didn't order it. I might have sent Brenda a text. I'm like, I'd like this for Christmas because the multiple heads didn't come in a three pack that you got with Roman Reigns and Brock. Yeah. So like, what a way to make them take my money. But I cannot say no to this Paul Heyman figure. I am absolutely sorry, but this figure is amazing.
But before we move on from it, while we're talking about Heyman, what's your thoughts on Heyman and Punk revival?
I love it. I don't know where it's going either, and that's the fun part about it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it because Paul Heyman came out dressed totally different, not the shirt and tie. He had just the jacket over the
that new tribal chief look. Yeah, he was. Just throwing that out there.
And Punk out there, like, I don't know where this is going, but this is going to be fun story to tell. And Paul, anything Paul and Heyman touches is gold. So
yeah,
I expect it to be good. I fully expect
Make me
it.
With you. That's all I get through out there. I'm excited for some war games. I'm excited for your little Survivor Series. It's wild, man. Wrestling's in such a good spot right now.
Saturday. War Games, Survivor Saturday. Series.
We're loaded, man. We are spoiled.
We might have to double up
views in 1 week. Yeah.
Here's a little thing. We didn't get to do paper figs for a full gear. We may do a double next week. How about that?
Like the way you think. That's a good idea.
That's all. We can't.
Back.
It's such a packed episode today. We had to like skip it for today. But that's
okay. We're stacked. We're loaded.
Yeah.
We're rock and rolling. But we got more.
It's time for the main event. We're going to go over all of the Ringside Fest. I can't find a... Here it is. Yeah, I got to organize these so I can find these better.
Gotta dust off those pipes. Those ring announcer pipes, man, just gonna dust them off a little bit. But we're rocking and rolling. I'm super excited. We had a loaded Ringside Fest this past week.
Oh my gosh, 2 hours! And if you haven't checked out the video yet, we're gonna go over everything really quick for you. 2 hours of video of them reveals, talking with Steve and Magic and Bill and Liv Morgan and Bron Breakker on there. So
you know, can I tell you what my favorite part was the whole time? Seeing Magic.
Yeah, I know. I love seeing
her. Obviously a good friend of ours, but it's so cool to see him being spotlighted. He's
such a good guy, too. And I just feel like everybody at Mattel is genuinely just good-hearted people.
100%.
So I'm glad to see him land back on his feet over there.
Not to take away from, you know, the WWE superstars and, of course, Steve and everything, but it was still good to see Magic in that spot and doing his thing.
Me and Magic text about baseball all the time, so
hurtful.
He's a Dodgers fan, I'm a Yankee fan, so he won this battle this year.
So Metzger calling it hurtful, but I do have to say we did put over your package very well here on the show. Yes, and we'll do it again.
We'll always put over his package. Packaging.
I'm holding a great package of his right now.
That's an amazing package.
so good. But yes, man, amazing. So
we're taking a little shortcut, guys. We're gonna go over to the Wrestling Figure News website to help us get through the whole Ringside Fest, because let me tell you, if you're not visiting WrestlingFigureNews.com, they have the complete news, like with pictures and everything. So if you ever miss something, check that site daily like I do, because it's just a fun site. And I was talking with Justin, and thank you. I let him know we were going to use it because I just don't like to go use somebody's stuff without letting them know. And we're going to get him on the show soon, and it'll be a fun episode. Wrestling DeLorean podcast as well. Check it out. We love them.
Listen, the website's like a highway of happiness every day. You just go over there, check it out. If you're missing something, it's right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's the actual video. Elite, Mike, you have the notes in front of you.
I have the notes in front of me.
Scan through this very fast or we're going to be here till Thanksgiving.
It's okay. I'll get your spot ready. We got Elite 116 rocking out Randy Orton featuring a brand new torso.
From his return last year at the Survivor Series.
Yeah, so many returns last year at Survivor Series. We could go over them all day, but we also have AJ Styles looking rocking this awesome soft goods coat. We got Kevin Owens, amazing Kevin Owens. Actually, I dig the shirt. Very, very yeah. awesome. Our first good in-hand look at the one and only Jade Cargill. Yeah. She looks great. Can't wait to get her in Mattel form. In the collection, man. But we're not done. We're pairing off the Hollywood Blondes here because we got a new Brian Pillman Hollywood Blondes looking figure. So great with the WCW tag title.
A question for you. Did you get the Steve Austin Hollywood Blondes?
I did not. I do. I have them in the package still. Yeah.
Hasbro's Vault of Greatest Hits might be due for this one for the people who's like, I don't want it without the Brian Pillman one. Now you could have both. And I have the Steve Austin one. So,
hey, there's always a ringside vault.
Exactly.
Take care of that Steve Austin problem. But my goodness, not only are we getting Brian Pillman, but we're getting the one and only Lexus King, the son of Brian Pillman. Super pumped for this one.
Yeah.
In figure form. Look at that jacket.
Dude, the detail, ear, the
hair.
You need to make a new figure with that crazy new beard he has.
It looks just as goofy as he does in real life. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. I'm so glad he landed on his feet after his run in AEW, seeing him get another shot. Like, good for him.
Listen, I never thought he was off his feet, but he got the spotlight in NXT, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and it's good. That's the beautiful thing about having two companies. Like I said, we talk about this all the time. Swerve got to shine. Other people get to shine where they don't. Somebody sees something different, and it just works.
Yeah, 100%. So good. But moving on from Elite 116, we got Elite 117 here. My goodness, we're kicking it off strong. We got Seth Rollins. He's got that awesome athletic tape on the back.
Yeah, that's cool.
A little tummy trail there. We got Roman Reigns from the WrestleMania press conference. Nice little switch up there. I like how they did that.
Yeah, something
press
different.
Conference figures now. I'm digging it, right?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. We got Grayson. Is it Waller?
Yep.
Waller. Not much to say about him, but he's rocking that awesome, beautiful-looking tag title design.
Yeah, the new tag title. First time we're getting it, so you want to jump on that.
He's the Gronk of 117. We also got Rhea Ripley in this awesome new gear, rocking the beautiful Aussie flag on the back. She looks great. Awesome-looking figure. Can't wait for that one. We got the return of the glow. Naomi rocking her, I believe, glow-in-the-dark gear, right?
Girl looked like it. Her hair, like, this is from her return as well. Look at the hair. Like, great job on this one.
Super, super good, but amazing. Can't wait to get this in figure form. And then we got Hologram. what's this guy's name? I don't even know who this is.
Axiom. Tag team partner of Hologram.
It's Hologram 2.0. just in time for you to head on over to Shop AEW because they also have a Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
You can pick up this awesome figure. It's so, so good. Then we're moving into Elite 118. This is a exciting set to get excited about. But we got
mindset.
Yeah, we got Tama Tonga. We got Tonga Loa. We got Solo Sikoa. We're rhyming and priming here. We got Jacob Fatu. Nia Jax narrowing out the set here, rocking and rolling. She's the queen of the ring.
Yeah, this is from King of the Ring already. That was a few months ago. We're getting a figure.
It worked out quick, man.
It really I'm did.
Yeah, super, super cool, man. So you guys get your bloodline in with Elite 118. We're moving right into Elite 119 featuring Dirty Dom, Dominic Mysterio. This is a good one.
It is. It's like
I'm glad we got a long hair, scummy looking Dominic coming.
Yeah.
Need it. This could be the Logan Paul podcast, Dominic Mysterio. Super cool. Love the tassels. Love the look. The shirt on the back. There's a Mattel creation sale. They had to update it. It was going quick. We got Liv Morgan rocking the Dirty Dom shirt. This quick turnaround for this, man.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like this just happened like yesterday.
It did.
Yeah, Braun Breaker. This is a great looking Braun Breaker.
Oh yeah,
looking forward to this one. Love the gear on it.
I love listening to him on Ringside Fest talk about his gear and how he does it in tribute to his dad and uncle.
Yeah, as he should do. You know, you got to throw it back. But this is great. Loving it. Can't wait to get Braun Breaker. This I don't have a Braun Breaker Elite yet, so this might be the first pickup for me.
Yeah, great figure.
Yeah, but we're not done with Braun Breaker because we got Ethan Page rock and rolling. Look at that.
Yeah.
With the chase.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Ah, he finally could have Ego versus Egon. Egad. so good. Can't wait to get them in the collection. In Mattel form, super awesome. But we also have Elite 120 with, we got a beautiful looking Cody Rhodes rocking the thut, baby. So good. And it comes with the WWWF title.
The title is Daddy trying to win at Madison Square Garden. What a great way to get this title into our collections.
Yeah. And perfect time too, with that awesome Dusty Rhodes Ultimate coming out.
That is
any
true.
Time now.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that figure.
So excited. But this is great. I love the pink suit, actually. Very nice change up of styles. So happy to have it. I mean, we got so many Codys and suits, but not enough, oddly.
Love it. I love suited figures.
Yeah. Hopefully they can continue it and pick up, make that action pack Cody set.
There you go.
So good.
I don't hear people talking about too many Codys anymore. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm talking about, right? Then we got this awesome Lola Vice.
NXT.
NXT, rock and rolling. Two heads.
Yeah.
I like the hair down one, actually. It's very, very nice. But the gear is super awesome, too.
Yeah. That really is.
Fan. Like it. I dig it.
It really smooth. Is. Move on to new Ultimate Editions. Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, aren't we all excited? But we got Ultimate Edition 25. With the final boss.
Wait, let me get there.
We're getting there. We're looking. We got so much to go through.
This set was already up for pre-order. I have a pre-order, but look at the Bray Wyatt. It's so Bray beautiful.
Looks so good.
The glow in the dark part.
Oh. Awesome.
So good. So good.
Get your Mountain Dew match ready. Get your final match for Bray too, right?
Yeah.
So that's a big one, man. And we got this awesome Finn Balor.
It's the chase good. As well.
Yeah.
Two different versions of this. It comes in black.
Like the purple, though. We look popping gear.
Yep.
Crazy for our first ever Ultimate that we're this far into it now.
I know.
Because Finn Balor, the Demon, was one of the first Ultimate releases.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Absolutely. Okay, now here we are with the final.
There we are. I jumped ahead there for a minute, but we got Ultimate Edition 25 with the final boss. We got The Rock's title. We got The Rock with the awesome vest. I'm here for it. It's going to be great, man. Absolutely. Also, this banger Damian Priest, because this looks
Skeletor attire.
Yeah, this looks like an Undertaker figure.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so good.
Yeah, super awesome, man. But you got the purple Money in the Bank briefcase coming with them. You got on soft goods. You got a bunch of good stuff rocking and rolling. Damian Priest getting more toyetic as the years go on. I'm here for it. I love it.
Absolutely.
But there ain't nothing more toyetic than this. We are getting an Ultimate Edition Great Muta. We knew about it, but we get to see it in hand. Bill McKenna rocking that.
Not only awesome gear. There's a chase for this as well.
Yes, and this is well worth hunting down because both look superior. I don't know how many Mutas we're going to get, but I want them all.
I was going to say, I don't know how long he's going to be in the collection for, but I will warn you now, guys, as soon as this goes up for pre-order, do not hesitate because this is going to be one of the harder ones to find, I bet.
Yeah, and with the mist coming out of the mouth. Like,
how do you like the mist, Mike?
I love it. Way better than the other company that made the squirting mouth. But done very well. Can't wait to see it. This is awesome. I'm super, there's not many figures that I'm over the moon pumped for that I will gladly cut a finger off for. Muta might be one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Elite Ultimate 26.
So
turning already to the Ultimate Edition line.
Yeet. I'm here for it, man. Look at the smiles for miles here. He looks so good. Absolutely love it.
Sunglasses now.
Yeah, I got a necklace, got multiple hands, heads. I'm here for it. You can't yeet without being elite with these Ultimate. So it's great. We also have this banger Drew McIntyre from WrestleMania 40. So good. I'm not much else to say, but this is great.
And it comes with the hand so you can do the pose. How cool is that?
I mean, you have to, right? I love the third head there, too, where he's kind of laughing and smiling. Yeah. Like it's a good one, man. So great.
Did a great job. Also, the no yeet Jimmy Uso. Everybody's been asking for it, guys. It's finally coming with Ultimate 26.
So you could yeet and cancel out the yeet.
That's
all
right.
All in one trip to Ringside Collectibles.
So, like Ultimate Edition Ringside exclusive CM Punk. Stick around. We'll be getting to that
good.
In a couple minutes. Great packaging.
It looks amazing.
And
with the chest tattoo. So good.
Yeah, and the new pictures of the Ultimate Edition ring with the Rhea Ripley, the Raw ring.
Awesome.
Awesome, awesome set. Like, I can't wait to get this. Look how great these figures look.
Yeah.
In there, so I need
this. The ring. The ring itself is phenomenal. Very, very clean looking.
Yeah.
Very, very impressed with how this came out.
Absolutely. There's Judgment Day in the ring right there. The original Judgment Day. I want to talk about
once this. Was
the old, from the Vault ringside exclusive from the Vault 4.
Yeah.
What I'm excited about is they've seemed to really step it up and making changes that really upgrade in the figures now, which absolutely. I'm all about. And then, you know, Buddy Magic is working on these. So I'm so excited what they announced with these. But let's here they are. But let's look.
Here's I love the jacket on Cody, the hybridness of it. Dude, this is this. We just talked about this Bray Wyatt figure on our Halloween episode.
I need it.
And it's such a great figure. It's my favorite Bray Wyatt figure. I love the shirt. I think it's fitting that we're finally being able to get the rocking chair again.
DJI printing, so it's going to be more detailed.
Look at that picture. That picture's perfect, man.
Absolutely.
So, so good. Can't wait to get this in the collection again.
Again. I agree. Yeah. Here we go. You mentioned Cody. The
vintage.
Oh, they're releasing the defining moments Cody again. But guess what? It now comes with the robe, so you can relive the moment of him taking off the robe and everybody gasping when they saw how purple his.
I mean, that was the defining moment, right? You know, that was what really, really put it over the moon. Love the hybrid of soft goods and, you know, the hard plastic on the shoulders for the coat. Very, very well done. Can't wait to get this into the collection. So, so awesome.
There it is.
There you go. Look at him.
Such a great figure.
All stoic and shit. Look at Cody go.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
So, so good. You got to love it, man.
Finding Moments Razor Ramon is making a return.
Hey, yo.
Brand new head sculpt.
Yeah.
This DJI. But look how, like, when you think Razor, you think purple. And if you don't have this, I feel like this is a must get.
You're missing out, man.
So, great, great figure.
Awesome. Always here for more Razor Ramon and 100%. Scott Hall figures all day long, Chico.
Wow. Great, great figure. Great. And again, but I'm not complaining, the Ultimate Warrior from WrestleMania 7, post-match Warrior had no makeup on the chest, none on the face. We're getting the right sword belts, like just upgrading the set the way it should be. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm here for it. I remember you sent me the picture of this, and I was like, again with this gear, but I see all the changes, and I'm like, all right, fair enough. I'm here for it.
I love it. I absolutely love this set. Look at that Warrior with no makeup after the match. So cool.
I like the no makeup post matches look.
Yes, me too. I love that Sting, the makeup that was off.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a 2-pack with Warrior, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So
good. I mean, even the ultimate that we or the supreme we got from the Sting with the makeup, you know, half off is just so, so good, man. Absolutely so good. But we're not done, man. We got a little bit more news for you. And by a little bit, I mean, we got Hornswoggle in his DX gear with the mini ladder, comes with the glow sticks. This is a great figure, man.
And a brand new head scan too. Like
Hornswoggle doesn't get enough love on the figure wise, but that 2-pack he had with El Torito for the WLC match, that's one of my favorite pieces in my collection.
Yeah.
So good.
Glow sticks, I'm absolutely going to be picking this up because I guess what? When I started collecting figures, Hornswoggle was already gone. So I don't have any Hornswoggle.
He's never gone. He's just sleeping under the ring.
Oh, okay. We need to wake him up.
He just hasn't came out well, but then awesome, awesome figure. But we also have the debut version of John Cena, which could also double as our pandemic WrestleMania, you know, Bray Wyatt John Cena. Get the two heads there. Why not make it work?
I believe this is an upgrade of a Toys R Us exclusive, right?
I believe it is. If it wasn't Toys R Us, it was Kmart, but I think it was Toys R Us.
Yeah, it was Toys R Us.
But you know what? The prototype John Cena making his way in your collection with two spinner titles. You got the classic US title and the You Can't See Me spinner actual heavyweight belt. Super, super great. But we're not done. Because, again, we're throwing it back to our Halloween episode. The Boogeyman is coming to get you. And this is this is what we were talking about.
Yep. So I will be picking up both of these.
Removable worms.
Yeah.
In a breaking clock. We got to love the breaking clock. Tom, you could get your clock back together.
Absolutely. You remembered that. Holy smokes. Yes. See,
my mushroom coffee is kicking in well today.
I need this figure.
So good, though. Also, and
John Cone. I'm
super pumped about this because I did not pick up the other John Cone.
Yeah. Well, you would have had to buy four figures to get one figure.
I'd rather just buy one figure.
That one is bothersome to me because I bought all four for the John Cone. That I didn't want the figures in a set because I did want a couple of them. But now it's released individually. But guess what? I don't need to get this one because I can get this one.
Referee known as John, right?
Yeah, the blue one. The SmackDown John Cone figure. Like, ooh, John
Cone's got more. We need a SmackDown.
Ever.
This is our first ever SmackDown ref.
Yeah. How cool is that?
I'm here for it, man. But I'm so pumped that we're going to be able to buy him separately.
You could pose him and get any count you want because both hands comes with five sets of hands.
You could have him counting people out.
That's right.
So, he's got enough hands to do both.
Cool. I love it,
man. Absolutely. So good.
How about more from the vaults?
We're not done, brother, because we're moving on to Mrs. Foley's baby boy. This is a remake of the Ringside exclusive.
Ooh. Yeah.
So this is a Ringside exclusive Inception. We got a Ringside exclusive within a Ringside exclusive.
Exactly. And it's updated. It's absolutely updated. So
absolutely updated and comes with barbed wire to make it that much more hardcore for you Mick Foley fans out there.
I love
Cactus Jack is rocking. He'll be back. Super excited for this.
You wrapped a barbed wire around that 2x4.
You got yourself a Cactus Jack going against Triple H in the Hell in the Cell right there. If you do that.
Hell yeah.
I think what I think you think you're thinking. I love it. It's so good. I'm super pumped.
I don't even know what I'm thinking anymore.
I don't even know what you're thinking either, but we're here for it. And I'm also here for this because we got Rob Van Dam previously unreleased, not for long because it's coming to the vault. Fun little things you can do with the Ringside Vault, man. But we're also getting a trash can in Mattel form, which is a very rare
coast-to-coast
accessory. Yeah, you could coast-to-coast. Or you could throw your hardcore title in there.
That's true, too.
You never know what you could do. Lots of things you could do with the trash can.
Mike, what do you think of these being re-released, updated?
You know what? When I first seen it, I was a little like, oh, man, I'm bummed that they're remaking this because the original had that beautiful packaging with it. It was so good. But to think about it, I have the original still in the box, so I'm not really that upset because I get to add this bad boy into the collection.
Yeah.
Super pumped for it, man. Spray can vest, NWO shirt. You're rocking and rolling. This is a Ringside exclusive set, basically, because these are all Ringside exclusives. Becoming Ringside exclusives. Absolutely. I'm telling you, it's crazy. But we also have the Wolfpack. Kevin Nash, man, rock and roll. This is another great figure and another one that I have in the box.
Same. So
I'm looking forward to opening and playing with my Nash and Hall.
I think the original was one of the very first Mattel figures I ordered.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's when I got back into it.
Hey, pick it up, kid, because we got some awesome, awesome ones coming. But this is what I am super, super excited about because we were talking about this possibly being an Ultimate coming with some kind of ECW stage from Mattel Creations. But why pair a stage with it when you could just make it the perfect Paul Heyman from ECW One Night Stand? I'm super excited. You got the VIP lanyard, the ECW lanyard. You got him in suit. You got him with the ponytail. I hope we are getting a long trench coat with it.
We are. They confirmed it on Ringside Fest. We are getting the trench coat.
See, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So call me crazy because I'm looking forward to this. Paul E. Dangerously. That's what I'm calling it. It's not Paul Heyman. Yeah. It's Paul E. Dangerously. I'm super pumped for this. And
Angle. Yes. Hair match from Judgment Day.
Crazy. Absolutely. Love the headpiece. Love the hair.
Remember the headpiece he would wear when he was wrestling? What a great figure that would get.
it's a 3-in-1, technically, because you got Aftermath where he's wearing the earpiece with the wig, and he's got the face. This is great. Absolutely great.
I know our friend Seth from the Chick Foley show, like maybe about a year ago, said, how does Mattel keep up with what they're doing with so many figures that have already been released? What else do we need? I think they're answering his question. I really do.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, man.
SummerSlam.
I'm super here for it.
Is our buddy Magic. Ooh,
there he is. He's not part of the SummerSlam set, even though he should be, but we got Roman Reigns. rock and roll, and this looks great. He's got the lay.
Yeah.
New ad, too. Yeah, super smiley. You know, he's rock and rolling, but it's super good. And then we got Shawn Michaels from SummerSlam 2002. This is great.
I love this match.
It's you know, not only that, it's a great figure, too.
It is. And speaking of that match, you get Triple H from that match as well.
Yeah, so you could play the game.
Yeah, and that's
a great Triple H, too. Good gear.
That was the last night Shawn Michaels won the title, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And the last time he had a smile. We have a very unique looking Charlotte Flair here.
Yeah, another SummerSlam figure. I love the pay-per-view sets. They're fun.
Me too. Yes, absolutely. But she looks fantastic. Can't wait to get Charlotte in the red, in the gear. But I know you're excited for this. I'm excited for this. But we have a build-a-figure, William Regal, with multiple heads. I love the rock and the black eye right there. But this is so good, man.
It is.
We can finally announce War Games in style in figure form.
That's right.
Super pumped for this.
All right. We'll go over the main event. 154 really quick. It looks like it's going to be Jake the Snake Roberts. CM Punk, old school. Looks like WWE CW CM Punk.
Yeah.
Randy Orton. AJ Styles, and I forgot who the girl is. Let's scroll down. Kiana James, maybe? Let's see if I remember. It is Kiana James. Go, Tom. I got it.
Here we go. Hey.
I didn't want to be wrong.
Better job than I did.
I mean, I just started watching NXT. So, yes, Kiana James. Great looking scan, I'll tell you.
Gear looks cool.
Yeah. So, cool. Cool, cool figure, as well as she's also the Chase.
Chase gear looks way better. So, big fan of the black and green. That looks cool.
It does look cool. And then as well, look at the Jake. Jake the Snake Roberts. Like,
how can you go wrong?
Look at the scan. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love these tights. Main event 155 featuring LA Knight.
Yeah.
Andrade returning to the collection.
Oh my goodness. How crazy.
Jimmy Uso, No Yeet, and Sid Justice.
Great Sid,
as well as Lyra Valkyria, who I absolutely love on Monday Night Raw.
There you go.
Last picks, go back to the Elites for a second. I have pre-ordered this CM Punk.
It's super cool.
This set features Logan Paul, CM Punk, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm going to need to pick up Punk and Austin. And
happy to see Austin rocking a pair of jeans.
Yes, exactly.
Very bone cruncher reminiscent. Very awesome.
So, did you watch SmackDown? Did you see the clip at the end from this past Friday where everybody's standing there with their finger up and CM Punk was doing a go to sleep?
I did.
I think he should have been doing this pose.
It would have been cool. It
would have made more sense to me than to go to sleep.
But he's probably telling somebody that he's going to put somebody to sleep.
I guess that could be.
I don't trust it.
Yeah.
I don't trust it.
Look, he's going to go to this is the pose.
There he is.
This is the pose he did.
Super awesome. Happy to see this.
Scans. I'll tell you what, man. Jazzwares and Mattel just nailed the CM Punk figures.
Yeah.
It hasn't 100%. Been a CM Punk figure yet. And this is what we were talking about. Look at the jeans. It's got look at the shoes, too. Brand new shoes.
Yeah, you don't see Austin rocking some bright kicks all too often.
And you got the cooler. How often have we seen a cooler? I think they said this is the second time we're getting a cooler. I don't remember the first.
It's an extra cooler.
It's an extra cooler.
See what I did there? I almost thought he was flipping the Thanksgiving turkeys up in the air there. But
when you look fast, I thought the same thing. I'm like, didn't Mattel kill me? I'm like, no, it's the pointy finger.
It's all good. It did the trick.
It did. It really did, actually. It did work. Oh, here he is with the beer in his hand. And we're finally getting beer cans with him.
Yeah, I love it. Soda cans.
They're just cans.
Steve Weisers. Oh, yeah. The cooler was possibly with the milk truck. Was it with the milk truck?
Oh, that makes sense. You know, I
love my Jack Specific coolers. I got a bunch of those.
Yeah, I have that set right over here. All right, guys, that's it for that's it. We would just
That was the whole show.
So,
what a ringside fest. What a year to look forward to for figures, man. I'm super pumped for this.
I'm turning on Big Cam, guys.
He's turning on the Big Cam. We got to get a little jingle for it.
There we go. Actually, how come it's not flipping around?
Turn it on the Big Cam.
All righty. And now we're going to go to Unbox with All right. Ready to unbox with us and talk about our weekly pickups and unbox the CM Punk and what you got. But let's set up the Fig Cam.
Set up the Fig Cam. Let's talk a little bit about our just week in general. I mean, obviously, we're not doing too much fig hunting around the holidays. It's a little hard to get out there for the stores.
A lovely.
You never know what's going to happen. But I still love shopping. So there's no reason to not go fig hunting. But I mean, a lot of online orders coming in. I mean, time's slowing down. There's not going to be much news going out for the rest of the year, but there's going to be new pickups, of course. And Tom, I mean, I know how excited Tom is.
I am.
But now, fig camming right now, because fig camming ain't easy, but he's got the best in the world to help him through.
You mentioned our little buddy before, Extra Cooler. If you don't listen to that podcast, it's a great retro podcast. My favorite retro podcast.
Definitely one of the best out there.
Yeah, from that show, picked this up for me when he found it in Walmart because Extra Cooler designed this figure. This is his artwork. Come cool to life. Look how cool.
We both might have Extra Cooler themed items this week.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure he works on the Micro Brawlers as well.
Yes. He does, but I'm pretty sure he does as well. But
yeah,
how cool this is. Like, they're fun. And I had to support my friend and pick this up.
You should have been hitting the whoa.
Yeah.
That would have been more toyetic with you had a hands up.
That's actually a great idea.
Just throwing it out there. But listen, I'm a sucker for plush wrestling toys. Like, I literally love. Well, some of my favorite things come in plush.
Okay, so before I get to the CM Punk,
old fat guy BMX said they should make a Pig Vicious. It's Sid, but a pig version.
Yeah,
I'd pop for it. I would buy a Pig Vicious.
So my friend, our friend, the Fig Freak out in California, did me a solid by picking me up the latest Monday Night War set.
Oh, brother!
Build a Dusty, and maybe if you're gonna go live and open your Dusty, maybe I need to go live and build a Dusty one of these days when I could find him.
They also got
the brand new Razor Ramon.
Love it.
Absolutely awesome. As well as probably the best leader figure we've ever seen. I feel like they've done a great job with this figure.
No, she looks great.
And it actually looks like Lita. Good job, guys. Great job. Yeah. So excited. I'm such a fan of the Monday Night Wars. I hate that they're so hard to find at Walmart.
And it is a pain in the butt.
Yes. And last but not least, Styx. So I'm so happy to have these figures in my collection because I paid way too much for these, but I just needed them. So, and it's the bonus of having a job that actually I'm working every day and making money. So
you take the good with the bad.
Take the good with the bad.
And then you get to build the Dusty figure.
And there you have the facts of life.
Listen here, daddy. I'm paying attention to you in both cameras. It's weird.
I can make the other one. Can I make the other one disappear?
I did. I just snapped my fingers in half. Look at that. Live and in color, living color, if you will. Before Living Color was playing his theme song. So good. Oh, we lost your audio. You disconnected the one cam and
I guess I need to be on both.
It's okay.
So, look how cool! Like I was about to say something. Oh, the packaging variants.
Yeah. So
apparently, there's a packaging variant where the sticker is actually over here.
I seen that.
So some people like need both. I'm not a packaging variant guy. And I love this figure, so I'm going to open it right now. And I'm going to have to ship Mike his because I'm going to have to order myself another one so Mike doesn't have to wait to get one.
Like, I can't wait.
I need my scissors.
These scissors, you daddy.
I don't see them. Hold on, Mike. Talk for a second.
Oh, man. I'm excited for the CM Punk to be open. It's going to be a good figure. Tom's killing it. He's got some good stuff, man. But the best in the world is coming quick. He's crazy. He's looking for scissors. You know what? I bet you that dastardly Max Caster stole his scissors.
All right.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm back, so I can now open.
Did the Acclaim break up and Max Caster stole your scissors? Is that what's going on?
It's broken up yet, but I think it's coming.
It's definitely coming. I feel the tension in the air.
Is he joining the Hurt Syndicate?
Oh, why?
Are you not a Hurt Syndicate fan?
The rap is not. Everybody loves the Acclaim.
That's true.
Wrestling Live, it's all good, but do I have everyone's attention now? The next one talks about sharing a bank account with your mom. It's summer time. Fair enough.
And the one on this side says, I'm tired and I'm old and I work with children.
No, that's but I could run a Target. How awesome. How funny would that be?
I actually saw a shirt. Somebody made a shirt selling it on a store about with that quote on it.
It's funny. He's got his acolytes on the back. He's won all of his backstage fights.
He's won all of his backstage. Hey, when you're fighting little boys.
Press conference champion.
Who then go on to make their career out of it. And I say good for him for being smart like that.
Listen, I didn't give a shit about Jack Perry until he became the scapegoat.
He did a great job with that. I've got zero complaints with Jack Perry using a situation to better himself. Man. Dude, this thing is amazing. Holy smokes.
Obviously, Ultimate Editions just do that extra oomph, you know. Those ankle holders that they put in I cannot stand for the life of me.
I'm looking on that. All right.
I feel like I'm going to break the figure when I'm pulling it out of the packaging. But my God, look at that CM Punk.
How cool is this figure, man?
It's a great looking Phil.
Look at the tattoos, the details.
Yes, for everybody freaking out, this one has the chest tattoos.
Yes. I know I saw people freaking out because they showed one that didn't have it.
It was a good error.
Yes.
But it easily fixed. Wow, look at that. It's right look there.
The boots, the feet, the kick.
I mean, this is definitely one of his most iconic gears.
Oh, yeah.
Got the knee pads right, too. Thank God.
All right, let's try another head. What head do you want to see?
Best in the world. You gotta bust them out. That's the other thing I'm excited about this figure for this is a full blown updated CM Punk head.
Yes. Three. Not one. Three. Not two. Three.
I was wondering why my Top Guy shirt from FTR, also designed by Extra Cooler, was calling me today. It's because we were opening his best friend CM Punk's figure.
Are they best friends anymore?
Top guys.
I don't know. They don't seem to mention each other at all anymore.
Nah, they're still homies.
I think something must have happened there.
I'm sure they're quiet for the right reason. I love whistling CM Punk.
Whistling. Hold on. Let's put the hand on.
He's whistling on his way to go get some ice cream after he just beat the crap out of half the locker room. That says, I'm on my way to Mindy's, baby.
All right, here we go, Mike.
He's blowing kisses.
Blowing you a kiss.
Making wishes and blowing kisses. That's
your Chicago buddy, second city saint.
It's what we do. Dude, the ab tattoo looks so much better on the Ultimate than it does the Elites. You know, I hate that ab crunch right there.
Yeah.
On the Elites. So this is like a really nice full-blown shot of his tattoos. Looking good.
It's a great figure. It really is.
I love the messy hair on the kiss face one.
Yeah. And then you could also like put both of these hands on and do the go to sleep with this figure as well. So
he can whistle while he works too.
You can whistle while blow them a kiss.
Yeah, old fat guy BMX. His ink is perfect. It really is. It looks so good, doesn't it?
Want to see the yelling head on here?
Oh, you have to get the yelling head. The most recognizable CM Punk head of all the heads.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
This is what it looks like when Samoa Joe is trying to pull you back from things.
I'm more convinced now than ever CM Punk just wanted out at that point.
Hey, it's all good.
There we go.
There's this beautiful press conference face.
I love this figure. I absolutely love it.
You know what I'm excited to see?
What?
Is if the Supreme heads fit on the Ultimate body. Ooh. And vice versa.
Ooh. What about
the shirt? You got a lot of cool options there. And I bet you they probably do. That is obviously the best in the world shirt. You know what? My one flaw is I wish they did what they've been doing and put it as an actual t-shirt. Graphic on the back, because back graphic for that shirt.
What was it?
There is a back graphic for the shirt. I don't remember what it is, but I think it says like best in the world
on top, and it says best in the world.
That's great though.
It is great. Actually, this is a screaming head that looks pretty good.
Screaming, it does look good.
Kind of hard to nail sometimes, and this one is pretty good because we've seen Punk with this face so many times.
It's very true. You know what I love about the screaming heads though is it just gives Mick Foley a place to put Mr. Sacco.
Dude,
so that's what, every time I see it, that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, what are you waiting for to make those pictures? Oh, maybe the figure.
That would be true too. But then the Ultimate Mankind is screaming to fight this Ultimate CM Punk.
That is true.
I like it. This is great though.
There we go. There's a kissy head, and
so good, so good.
This is my favorite scan, I think, right here.
And he's got the lip ring.
Oh yeah! Holy crap! Perfect,
man. He doesn't have the lip ring anymore.
What a great figure, man! What a great you're not kidding. Figure of the year, definitely a contender. Definitely.
So many. This is going to be a very hard year for figure of the year.
And guys, if you stay tuned, we're going to have a special figure of the year episode coming up in a couple weeks.
A lot of good stuff happening. Coming up. We got a lot of good stuff planned for you guys for the holidays and everything. It's what we like to do here. Face scan is insane. Wow. Coming from the old fat guy, BMX, who used to work with the Second City Saint. Just throw that out there.
Because you know what? The bone structure is just, I don't know if you guys, let me put the head back on and put them closer. The bone structure in this one, like you could just see his, oh, I don't have the camera in there anymore. Hold on.
There he is.
Like they just nailed this figure.
He's like the Rizzler.
The Rizzler. I love it. I absolutely love this.
It looks good.
All right, Mike. Let's see what's in the pro wrestling crate this month.
Well, this crate was actually really cool because it contains a very, very, I guess like a rarer piece, but we'll get to it when I get to it. But the pro wrestling crate, you guys know the drill. Sign up over at Pro Wrestling Tees. They got a lot of cool stuff. Usually they're packing. I'm excited to see what's in here. I've seen some stuff online, but the crate needs a graphic. It does need a graphic. They need a better graphic on the crate. Maybe less weapons and more wrestling theme. Not that, you know, weapons and wrestling don't go hand in hand, but we're going to rock out the t-shirts first. We got this beautiful Seasons Beatings featuring the Grinch doing a nice little half crab Santa here. Doing good. Listen, hey, I might wear this for our Christmas episode. But Seasons Beatings, we got some awesome stuff. What else we got here? Ooh, Tom.
Yes.
Do you believe?
I believe.
You believe in Joe Henry? Because I believe in Joe Henry. This is a nice one. Clap, clap on the bottom. My first piece of Joe Henry merchandise. We needed it. We'll clap. Oh, we were talking about how great stuffed plushy wrestling figures are.
Yeah. But
who's better than MJF?
Nobody's better.
Nobody's better. This is awesome. The Wolf of Wrestling in little tiny plush form. Obviously not the big boys. Not a micro brawler, but a micro whatever the hell they call these. Super cool. AEW themed, obviously. Looking great. This is like a mashup box. So I'm gonna zoom in here. We're gonna cut my
it's life size.
It's life sized.
That's hysterical.
We got Vader as Vader in micro brawler form. This is a wild concept. You think they would have did the Shockmaster, right?
Oh wow.
Big Bam Vader, man. It's cool. Vader time. So cool. Obviously, you got the cutout. There was a chase where he's rocking like the WCW gear, but I like the Vader time. It's Vader.
I love that.
Super cool. Next one is very nice, very evil, very futuristic. We got Marty McFlyhausen from Back to the Future, if you will. And he's doing his clobbering time pose. Keeping it cool. In theme here. So, yeah, rock and rolling. This is one of my favorite things from this month's box. I'm not a big pin guy. I hate pins. I don't know what to do with them. I need a corkboard. But this is Mickey the Dragon Steamboat. This is super, super awesome. I'm going to clear that up a little bit more. But look how clean and awesome that is. Mickey Mouse in
that's cool
form. Yeah, this is awesome. This is I'm gonna wear this everywhere, and I don't wear pins, but I'm gonna start wearing just that one.
I agree.
We also got the Vampiro Rockabilly Apocalypse. I gotta take that focus back. Boom, there we go. But we got a Vampiro comic. Very interesting, very cool. Pro Wrestling Crate exclusive.
It's actually great.
It says massive. It's not like one of those cheap like 5-page comics though. This is
right
a lengthy book. So if you're in the comics, if you're in the Vampiro comics, man, Wrestling Crate's got your back. Then one of my other favorite pieces from this crate. Tom, you ever see Spider-Man?
Yeah, of course.
With Tobey Maguire.
Oh, maybe.
You know, they had this awesome scene in it where the Macho Man was a pro wrestler. Check it out. You got 3 minutes, man. This is the poster for this week or this month's crate, but that's
awesome.
A little film grab from Spider-Man featuring the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Cool. Super, super awesome, man. And this is awesome because sadly, King Kong Bundy is no longer with us, but through the magical powers of Pro Wrestling Crate and getting late autographs from people's estates, I officially have a King Kong Bundy autographed 8x10 posthumous. How crazy is that?
That's great. I love it.
So we got King Kong Bundy autographed in the house. I mean, look at that signature. The old guys knew how to draw.
Yeah.
Both money and on their autographs. That's awesome. So happy to have a King Kong Bundy auto. Not on my bucket list this year.
Oh, that's cool, man. WrestleMania cool. Main event.
Yeah, so I was not expecting, you know, that popping out. So that was really cool. All together, I heard a lot of people crapping on this crate.
I did.
They're saying that they're canceling afterward.
I don't know why. It doesn't look like a bad crate to me. I don't get it.
I don't know what you want out of a crate, but I got two wrestling shirts. Yeah. I got Macho Man poster. We got flipping Danhausen as Marty McFly. Doc, I don't know what I'm doing. He's Dockhausen.
I'm looking forward to this. Bone saw. We need a bone saw one figure, man.
You know, I wish Mattel was still doing the Hollywood series.
Yeah.
Bone saw would have been perfect. Because look at the year.
But who makes the Spider-Man movie? That was DC, right?
Marvel.
Oh, Marvel?
Yeah.
Mattel has Marvel?
I don't know if Mattel has Marvel. I don't think so. Hasbro has Marvel. Oh,
right. So yeah, that would have been a hard crossover to do.
Hey, you never say never.
That's true.
The Wolf of Wrestling thinks we could have gotten a good crossover.
Pistol Pete, we got two sweet Pistol Pete in the chat. Thanks for joining us.
Two sweet Pistol Pete. I like it. Yeah. But yeah, man, this was a solid crate. I mean, I don't know what people were expecting, but
I don't get it, man. It looked like a solid crate to me too.
Joe Henry T-shirt. We got a Grinch T-shirt. Like, we knew the holidays were coming. We were going to get some goofy stuff. This is cool.
Yeah. I agree. It looks good.
If I don't get to wear this and my kids steal it, somebody's getting a deal out of it. But I think it was a great crate, man.
Super cool.
Mickey the Dragon Steamboat is my favorite piece of random wrestling merch
ever. Something you didn't know you needed. Until you got it.
Good it looks. It's so cool.
I like that suited Andre figure in Elite 100. I was so excited for that.
One of my favorites. Yeah. It's goofy. It's not. It's Mickey. What am I talking about? It's awesome. Big fan, dude.
You're getting confused with your Disney characters.
Gorge. This is great, though. Awesome pro wrestling crate. I couldn't have been more excited for it.
Absolutely. Guys, before we get out of here tonight, and you know, we'll be back next week as usual. Just want to give a big thank you to everybody who follows us, who watches us, who supports us, who likes us, who leaves us comments, who gives us the reviews. Like, it's Thanksgiving week, and we always say thank you to you, but just a little extra heartfelt thank you so much for being here during our first year as the Fig Guys and following us over to the Fig Guys. You know, thank you to John at Ringside for helping us and giving me the Ringside Roundup every week, and everybody over at Ringside for bringing us what they bring us. Everybody at Mattel for bringing us these amazing figures, to Jazzwares, keeping that line going strong. It's such an exciting time to be a wrestling figure fan. Thank you to all the indie lines. Who would have ever imagined when you first started doing this show together 3 years ago? It's
crazy.
All these lines would come out, but like so much blood, work, and tears are put into this stuff, and we're just so lucky we get to come here every week and just talk about it and just get to love it and get to talk to people out there who also love wrestling figures. This is just a love project. We do this because we love it, guys. It's fun, and we will continue to be here for you. Me and Mike were talking earlier today. We have big things planned for 2025. We have some special episodes coming up, Christmas and New Year's week. So just thank you all. Thank you to the best partner I could ask for in the world for doing this show with, and that's you, Mike. Because
I was going to say, where's he at?
No. I mean, with you, there's nobody in the world I'd rather do it with. Like, I love chatting with you. Our text all through the week.
Yeah, I couldn't have a better partner. That's for sure. You are the Gorilla Monsoon to my Bobby Heenan. Let me tell you that. And you kind of look like him. It works out great.
Get out of here.
We got to do a damn episode where we're dressed as Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon. It'd be fantastic. But glasses. Yeah, absolutely. But for real, man. I mean, not just us. I mean, everybody out there that's a part of our universe. I mean, everybody at Jazzwares, everybody at Mattel, everybody at Ringside, all of you guys, all the influencers out there. You know, without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. Without pro wrestling, we all wouldn't be here. We're just so thankful for everybody and every single atmosphere of this little world of pro wrestling fandom that we're all in, man. And it's insane.
And you kind of mentioned it, but like talking about Mattel and Jazzwares, we always see Steve and Bill and Magic and Robert, and we got Metzger over there, and Daniel, great guys at
Jeremy Bauer, everybody.
Jeremy, and there's so many people that we don't know at these companies that just thank you to them, because without them, we wouldn't be getting these figures. So whether it's
packaging,
so like just thank you to everyone, like really, really.
No, I know. Listen, we could sit here and we could do, you know, the Oscars. I'm naming off everybody with the thanks, but just like, no, we appreciate every single one of you, man, from the Jeremy Padowers to the, you know, Steve Ozers to the Magics to the Metzgers.
To the mailman who delivers our figures, to the Target employees and the Walmart employees, even our Walmart.
Maybe not the Walmart employees.
Like, Ringside's a team. It's not just John. I know we mentioned John, but we got Tom there.
There's
the other people at Ringside that this is because of them we get all this.
Email John that emails everybody from customer support over there. We got many people. Ben to oh my god, man, you name it. But it's, I mean, everybody out there, we appreciate all of you. We thank you guys for being a part of our
Goldberg in the chat. I thank him because I bother him with text. Hey, can you please retweet this for me? Can you share this with me? And everybody who's come on the show.
Can you please send me the Vader you bought me? we would be lost without you guys. We really would be, man.
We really would. This is just like a team effort. So thank you to everybody. All the other podcasts I enjoy listening. Without the Major Pod, we're not here. Thank you to those guys. There's just goes on and on and on. Thank you to our wives and our families for supporting us with this crazy habit. And we come down here, it takes time away from our family. So like,
absolutely.
Like, thank you to all of them for understanding. This is what we do. This is what we love. So thank you. Like, really, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful to everybody.
Little Instagram hearts. Are these considered Instagram hearts? This is like old school stuff now. I feel dated.
Thank you. I'm a Target employee. I work in Target distribution, and I see cases of figs. Can't touch them, though. Oh, man, ship them to me.
Yeah, just accidentally slap a label on there to the Fig Guys. We won't say anything.
And we're gonna absolutely be hanging out with you again, Goldberg. Hopefully I'll be back to Chicago in the next year and get to
chill. We need to get you out here for like a WWE show now that you've been to AEW shows left and right. Absolutely. Out here.
And listen, those crowds in Chicago are the best, and really I just want to come out there to see you, get some Portillo's, and I also need some Luminati. So
through wrestling. Yeah. Just come out and eat. That's the best thing to do. We have a Thanksgiving every time Tom's in town. That's what we do.
You know, I can't eat no more. But I bring him bagels and cheesecake. So
you do. And the cheesecake was phenomenal.
I brought him two cheesecakes.
I crave for the cheesecakes.
And Alfonso's pastries.
Oh.
I need to get you out here this year. Like, listen, I'm having a 50th birthday. We're having a party. You're coming.
You probably need some Portillo's and some pizza too.
I need a cake shake.
Ooh. You can get the cake and make it into a shake, but nobody does it. It's just the best when you're like, just cake shake me, you know, and it's there.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to put the effort into it.
No. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the stuff and enjoy the turkey. Enjoy being with your friends, your family, your loved ones.
Or by yourselves.
Absolutely. And just remember every day, just be grateful because we never know what tomorrow brings. So,
yes, 100%, man.
Goldberg said.
Listen, Goldberg's got a Portillo's by him, too.
I could definitely go for one.
Remember, I pulled off the highway. We were at a family event in his region of Illinois. And I was like, I'm at the Portillo's and I'm screaming your name. I hope you hear.
That is hysterical.
Yes. So
I think that about wraps it up for this week. It was a fun, jam-packed episode. We had a ton of info in here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you, Ringside, for hosting another awesome, successful Ringside Fest.
Yeah.
It's the best, man. I can't wait for, you know, all these figures that come into our collections now. We got a lot of work to do before the end of the year because we got to make our list for our top figure of the year.
Yeah.
We also have our top of the year 2025, our first episode. We got to make our predictions of the year.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do. We do. Big guys, man. But it's going to be a good time, as always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess until next week, guys.
Gobbledygooker. Mike. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. And Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like.